After Vatican Council II in the year 1969, the Roman Catholic Church changed its calendar of saints. Some of you remember that. For example, my mother was born on October 17th, and so she was named Margaret. That used to be the feast day of Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. Now October 17th is the feast day of Saint Ignatius of Antioch, for some reason. Some saints were even removed from the calendar entirely. One such saint was Saint Valentine. I thought I'd give Valentine a little bit of love this weekend. He was on the calendar for centuries. His feast day was February 14th, and now he is removed. The church said not much is known about him, and in fact, there were two Valentines who were martyrs, perhaps three. The correct Valentine was a Roman Catholic priest who was from Rome in the 3rd century. And Father Valentine was known for marrying young couples against the wishes of the emperor. The Roman Emperor Claudius II prohibited the marriage of young people outright. He believed that unmarried soldiers fought better than married soldiers. He claimed that married soldiers had a lot of things on their mind. One of the things on their mind is what would happen to my wife and my family if I die in battle. So the emperor believed that unmarried soldiers were more willing to die in battle. So Father Valentine secretly married them. He was eventually caught and he was in prison. And while in prison, he performed a miracle. One of the men who was to judge him according to Roman law was a man named Asterius. This judge had a daughter who was blind. The daughter was brought to Valentine, who prayed over her and healed this young girl in some dramatic fashion. It was so dramatic that this judge became Christian. Valentine was sentenced in the year 269 AD. He was sentenced to an execution that was by step. First, he was to be beaten, then he was to be stoned, and then he was to be decapitated. But before his martyrdom, he wrote a note to this young girl he healed. He wrote a note to the daughter of Asterius, encouraging her in her Christian faith, and he signed the note, "From your Valentine." The head of Saint Valentine is now preserved in Rome in the Church of Santa Maria in Cosmedine. You can see it there. That's also the church that contains the famous Bocco della Verità, where you put your hand in the mouth. That's the whole attraction of the church, where the attraction should be the head of this great martyr, Saint Valentine, inside. Our responsorial psalm today said, "Blessed are those who follow the law of the Lord." Valentine did that. Followed the law of the Lord instead of the law of the emperor. And I think a review of his life reminds us that there will come a time in our life when our life requires sacrifice, not just in marriage, of which Valentine was a great proponent. But there will come a time when life requires sacrifice in any commitment we have. And this sacrifice will involve suffering. So on Tuesday, we have the former feast of Saint Valentine. Through this weekend and into Tuesday, about 150 million to 190 million cards will be exchanged, believe it or not, second only to Christmas. Let us remember on Tuesday the real reason for that feast day. And that is how Valentine was strong in the face of what he believed was right. Because that is what the word Valentine means, the strong one. Amen.